The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has a housing crisis. Thousands of new homes are needed, but under 30 houses are built in the region each year. Meanwhile, nearly half of the region's existing homes are overcrowded, and the population is growing. One regional fisheries organization is hoping to close the gap with a tiny project that could make a big difference. First of all, is how tiny is this tiny home?
Okay, so it's a 320-foot home.
Bob Marquez is with the Coastal Villages Region Fund.
So it's a single level. There's two private rooms with doors. One's a bathroom and one's a bedroom. And the common area would be the living room and kitchen.
This home is tiny by anybody's standards, but it is designed to be expanded if needed.
So keeping utilities off the wall, keeping in mind where it's situated on the property, making sure that the property is lendable so that a bank will loan you money to do a second if you want to add on.
Coastal Villages Region Fund is the offshore fisheries community development quota holder for 20 Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta communities. Earlier this year, CVRF surveyed these communities, asking people what their biggest challenges are. Nearly a third of the respondents said housing. A few months later, in November, CVRF released a video of local workers constructing a tiny home in Eek.
We asked residents what we can do to make the program better.
We definitely need more housing in Eek.
The old houses, they're drafty, they're moldy.
We got multiple families living in one home.
Tiny homes are a growing movement across the nation. Owners buy in for different reasons, like to embrace minimalism, to reduce their carbon footprint, to build a cool project, and the driving factor, affordability. But CVRF wasn't trying to join a movement. It's trying to start a movement of its own. Again, Bob Marquez.
We were really just trying to show that mortgages were possible.
Mortgages are rare in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Home building is expensive and unemployment is high. Federal dollars funneled through the Regional Housing Authority pay for the majority of home building. About 27 homes are built in the region per year, and that's not enough to meet the region's current need for 3,000 new homes. According to CVRF's research, a federally funded home usually costs the homeowner $200 per month. CVRF wanted to see what kind of mortgage that money could buy if individual home buyers could also qualify for federal funds and CVRF grants.
At $200 a month, we worked backwards and figured that we had to build something with the overall cost of about $75,000. And that turned out to be this 300-square-foot tiny house.
You know, as soon as construction started, we had people asking how they could apply for this house and who's selling it.
Theo Brown lives in Eek and led the housing construction. The house is built with thick foam insulation and is highly energy efficient.
When we were construction inside, we were using 500-watt work lights, and those basically heat up that house.
The native village of Eek has selected a home buyer, and CVRF has had four plots surveyed in the village for more tiny homes to be built. The organization is not entering the home building business with this project. Instead, it's trying to provide a new model for coastal communities where housing is no tiny issue. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.